Winnie shoved a second piece of gum into her mouth. She crushed the wrapper in her fist and flicked it over her shoulder. A long, low sigh escaped from somewhere inside her. She rested her elbows on the windowsill and cupped her face in her hands. Kneeling in one position in front of one window for hours and hours wasn't easy, especially on a hot and sticky August morning. But she hadn't moved, not an inch, except when her left foot fell asleep and she had to jump up and down to get rid of the prickly feeling. Now her knees were sore. Winnie reached over to her rumpled bed, the same old bed she'd been sleeping in for the last 8 of her 11 years, grabbed the pillow and stuffed it under her legs. She chewed her gum as hard and fast as she could. It cracked better that way. Winnie was being disgusting. That's what her mother said about gum cracking. And this morning, being disgusting helped her to feel less miserable. Earlier, she had slammed the bedroom door shut and hung out her "Beware Private" sign. The light rain had stopped, and a breeze brushed against Winnie's cheek. It felt cool and refreshing, but even that didn't help ease the empty feeling. And staring down the block at Iggy's house didn't help either. Even though she could see only parts of it, the driveway, the gray stone chimney, a speck of the red front door. Just enough to remind Winnie that her best friend in the whole world was gone and wouldn't be back. There was nothing she could do about it. This was, without a doubt, the loneliest, saddest, most horrible week of her whole life. Winnie heard a gentle tapping at her bedroom door. "What, Mom?" she called, turning away from the window. The door opened and her mother stood there, one hand on her hip. "Winifred Bates Barringer." Winnie cringed. Mom's voice got very loud. "Just look at this room! It's a mess!" Winnie agreed privately, but said nothing. She studied her mother, standing like a statue in the doorway. Mom was wearing her work clothes, an old blue denim skirt and a faded striped shirt with the sleeves rolled up. Her face was smudged with dirt. Mrs. Barringer did not smile, but she softened her voice. "Winnie," she said, holding a tissue to her nose and sneezing. Mom always sneezed a lot after she'd been gardening or cleaning the basement. Mrs. Barringer blew her nose and continued. "You've been cooped up in this room all morning, and I haven't said a word. Now, I know how you feel about Iggy moving away, but I certainly didn't expect you to mope around for a whole week. This is ridiculous. You haven't had a thing to eat today. At this rate, you're going to fade away into nothing." Winnie turned back to the window. "I'm not hungry, and I'll clean up my room later, okay?" Her mother did not answer. Winnie sensed that she was standing there waiting for a better explanation. "I'm busy, Mom. I'm watching for the new people. The moving trucks were here early this morning, but I haven't seen the new people anywhere." "It's a wonder you can see anything with all that hair in your eyes," her mother answered. "You look like an overgrown sheepdog, Winnie. Why don't you try putting on some clothes and brushing your hair? It's after 12 already." Winnie tossed her hair out of her face and looked down at her pink nightshirt. She cracked her gum louder. "Winifred, that is disgusting." Winnie smiled. "It's sugarless gum, Mom. No cavities." "I was talking about the noise, not the gum." Mrs. Barringer reached into the pocket of her skirt. "Here's a letter from your brother. As soon as I clean up, I'm going down to fix lunch. I expect you to join me in 10 minutes. And please, Winnie, do something about that hair." Mrs. Barringer made a military turn and left the room. Winnie opened her brother's letter, but it was practically impossible to read Matthew's squiggly writing, so she slipped the letter back into its envelope. Matthew would be home from camp in a week, and then summer would really be over. It felt funny to have a brother going into 9th grade. That was kind of old. Most kids Winnie knew couldn't stand their brothers and sisters, but she didn't mind Matthew. Not since last year when he started to talk to her as if she were a real person, instead of just a child. Which was more than she could say for her parents most of the time.